This week, the Kau District is celebrating its newest agricultural success. Though most of Kau's agricultural acreage is in macadamia nuts, the number two crop in the district is coffee. Kau resident Chris Manfredi is president of the Hawaii State Farm Bureau and the organizer of the Kau Coffee Festival.
The industry started when the sugar plantations in Kau collapsed. The displaced workers were offered affordable leases. In the mid-90s, they began growing coffee, and the industry languished until we started entering international competitions. In 2010, 11, and 12, we were International Coffee of the Year. In 2012, we had three out of the top 10 of the best coffees grown anywhere. Kau has its own separate and distinct flavor profile.
Manfredi says around 500 acres of Kau are now in coffee. That's around 3 million pounds of cherry or 500,000 pounds of roasted. And he says that's one of the biggest challenges. Yes, they have the coffee berry borer, but Manfredi says in Kau, the infestation is less than 5%.
The biggest challenge we have right now is getting more coffee. We have so much pent-up demand, we just don't have enough production to fulfill all those requests.
The Kau Coffee Festival includes dinners, workshops, and more. The biggest event is Saturday's Ho'olelea at Pahala Community Center. The Coffee College closes the festival on Sunday. The full schedule is online at kaucoffeefest.com. This is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.